This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You've heard this question before at the grocery store, I'm sure. Paper or plastic? Not really much of a difference cost-wise at the Safeway. Perhaps quite a big difference, though, when the question is whether you're paying with cash or with credit. Stores can't actually charge you more when you use a credit card, even though they have to pay Visa and MasterCard a fee when you swipe. But depending on how an upcoming court case in New York turns out, stores may soon be able to charge you a fee of their own to you for choosing plastic over paper. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith explains.
It may pay to discover, but soon you may have to pay to Visa or MasterCard. Merchants like Payless Shoes and Safeway are suing to be able to charge consumers a fee to offset the expense of taking the cards. A settlement is expected this summer.
Consumers should not panic.
Banking consultant Bert Ely says even if so-called surcharging is allowed, most businesses will be careful about adding on fees.
I just don't think we will see an explosion of surcharging. Instead, I think we'll see some experimentation, kind of a question of what will the market bear.
The U.S. wouldn't be the first country to let businesses charge customers for plastic privileges. Mark Abbey is a managing partner at First Annapolis, a payments industry consulting firm.
The big test case has been Australia, where several years ago, surcharging became permitted.
Abbey says businesses have been all over the map in terms of what they're charging.
It can be $5, $10, in some cases higher, often lower, but a lot of variation, mostly driven by competition between merchants.
Australia did have to place limits on surcharges after some businesses went a little fee crazy. Qantas Airlines started charging a $30 card use fee for international bookings. One cab company charged a 10% fee. How have Aussie consumers reacted?
There hasn't been an obvious change in consumer payment behavior.
Abby says card companies aren't too concerned because, at least down under, the convenience of a card seems to have trumped any outrage over fees. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.